or ideally actually half an hour to design it out, 10 minutes to present, 10 minutes to have a closing conversation.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now a little bit of a rush.
Okay.
Get out of bed, you need to work because we're all going to suffer as a result. So the social mechanism is a really important part of the success of microfinance. I'll apply that same lens to insurance. So what happens is you put in one ETH into this pool. Okay? Whatever you donated into it, you can of course pull that out without any needing for any votes. But if you need healthcare, and let's just say you need 0.2 ETH in order to get a shot or something, then no one needs to attest to. But anything beyond what you originally put in, you have to have other people vote to allow you to be able to remove the money. The maximum that you could ever remove from the pool can never be higher than 50% of what remains in the pool. So you can't have one person take all the money away. So you will have essentially, so you could have your family, if you want to have your family be the first pool, or you could actually have your group of friends that you all know that you keep healthy and these kinds of things. Everyone stakes their money, and there's room for to have a larger patron or benefactor also participate. So it could be the government or the Gates Foundation or whatever it happens to be. Right? If you think about the work that the Gates Foundation does, too, they're basically donating their money to help people on the healthcare front. In this case, you say, put in some money that we could actually act as a patron. And then if the money is put in and then you convert it into a stable coin so that you don't have the fluctuations, then you could, while the money is sitting there, you could actually put it into someplace like Compound, so it's generating interest. And that it's, in a sense, it's kind of working as an endowment. It's a certain amount of money that continues to grow. And then people, if they need to pull money out, they can. Now, the incentive for you to remain a participant in the system is that for every year you participate, the cost for you to be able to participate goes down, right? So it goes down by 10% for every year you participate. So the first year that you participate, it's one ETH. If you don't pull anything out, whatever, that's great. But the next, but you can pull up as much as 10 ETH, okay, from the one that you put in. Then the next year when you want to put in money, it's, you only have to put in 0.9 ETH, but you can still pull out the 10 ETH equivalent. Right? So across time, there's an incentive for you to hang around for 10 years and participate in this. You have the room for the larger patrons to be there as benefactors. And then, of course, you have the social mechanism of you knowing this person needs, they broke their arm, and you're like, I'm comfortable with them pulling the money out, and then voting and allowing them to vote.
Yeah, so we're saying maybe one of these is give reputation if you're doing, you get better reputation if those claims are for preventive health measures.
Yeah.
So if you're taking a flu shot, you might get better, because you actually want, the way it works in the long run, you get much better outcomes if you ever focus on preventive health care.
Preventive health care rather than always just consumption health care. Right.
So great.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, man. Yeah. So,
can I have the canvas open so I can document it?
Yeah, sure.
And so you guys can go while I'm just taking a picture real quick.
The banks aren't giving loans is because it's not in their nature, okay, to give out loans to based on future projections, even though solar has probably been something very predictable, very stable returns. They always require some sort of collateral, like fixed deposit, or your car, or your property, okay, to back it up. That is why a lot of these problems are not being solved, and a lot of people are not installing solar. So we are proposing to create a renewable energy fund, okay, managed by a DAO. Essentially, we collect funds from investors, put it into the fund, which is managed by the DAO, and then we give out these micro loans to the anybody in the world who wants to install solar panels. And the fund, the performance is dependent, okay, on how well the fund managers in the DAO select and give out those micro loans and capitalize on the government incentives that are available throughout the world. Next.
Only have these.
Oh, right.
Oh, sorry.
That's one last one. So the user experience is very, very simple. Okay. Investors make money, okay, because they have a new vehicle to invest in, where and earn the interest. So imagine, and the house owners, okay, get access to credit to loans because the banks don't give it. The opportunity here is a win-win-win for everyone, because we get to earn, okay, so imagine if, let's say for example, you're getting a loan. Instead of putting out 100% and saving 100% of energy, what if, because of this solution, instead of saving 100%, you save 5% of your energy bills, and 95% of whatever you save goes to repay the loan plus interest. So we make money, you save energy, okay, and the DAO is there to ensure that the trust is not breached. So that's basically the Empower Renewable Energy DAO.
Aragon party that we can pitch your DAICO idea if you bring together 500 DAI, blah, blah.
No, I did not do that. It's tonight on Kickback. It's called Dream DAICO. DAICO Dream. Tonight.
Okay.
Go there.
500 DAI. Wow.
There's other, you get ants, there's other prizes. You can get, there's like first place sample.
All right.
Yeah, so Kickbacks. DAICO Dream.
Sorry guys, I'm oh. Chilling Aragon, come on. It's okay, everybody knows everybody. No, I'm just telling the camera because my bosses are going to see this.
So guys, let's have a quick discussion about what was the experience. Give me some feedback on the canvas, what you wish was better, what you wish would change, and then we can call it a day.
I think a lot crystallized when you actually showed us your DAO and some of the infrastructure and like went through a sample voting mechanism.
Do you wish that would come first?
Yeah, I think that would have been helpful.
I think my bias is to create the need,
yeah,
and help people operate under a certain amount of uncertainty and then throw the water, you know? Mm-hmm. Let you walk through the desert,
yeah, a little bit. Get a little thirsty.
Because if I was here, you just vote, and here's the holographic system.
Yeah,
but you have no reason to actually declare it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
chicken
and egg problems. I'm
curious.
Yeah.
Oh, who's this?
So we don't have to go in a circle like everybody speaks, or we can, if you guys want. But I would like to know, like, what was that opened, what are the possibilities in your mind and life that have opened up now that you have looked at the canvas? Was there any misconception that you had about DAOs that was rearranged? I don't know.
No, I like it. It's a lot of, it's in the past couple of years, getting away from the 90s, a lot of work, let's say, a format on how to make this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, so, a few years ago, just an online slate, now we have like, hey, here's what a concept should look like. Here's a Senate, and then a House Representatives, and then a judicial branch.
But I think also we're drawing parallels to existing systems,
yeah,
right? And if you think about it, a lot of people were using analogies. You know, like, think about the explanation I was giving, it was an analogy, you used an analogy, and the other individual was like, well, you elect members of Congress and here's what they do. I think actually having a place in here for, is there an analogous system being used in some other thing that people are familiar with that could help us to wrap our brain around it? Because in the end, there's only certain ways that we can organize, and there might be other forms. So I think maybe even adding a field to this and saying, is there another example outside of where you're trying to do this where people could kind of intellectually latch mm-hmm. onto it would be helpful.
I can think of a few fields where you
can
put it. Like maybe even the goal field, like this is a DAO center. You just write the DAO center. take that metaphor. Thanks, yeah.
Is there room for analogies or metaphors or something?
For sure, we always use them. I guess that's it, Lee. Thank you guys for coming. Thank you for putting up with a large check-in round where we really talk about who we are and stuff. I think that type of stuff is super important, even if it eats away at the co-creation time. My bias that I like to seed in the blockchain space is that the intelligence is in the audience more often than not. And we go to these conferences and we watch these panels with like three brains on stage, but the 500 brains in the room are where the magic is at. And that's why we DAO shit, right? So it's super important for me to know who's in the room with me, what experiences you carry, what are the pains you're coming from. This is, I think, where the magic comes from. And that's what's behind also making as many DAO fests as I can. So if you have a desire to organize any sized event around DAOs at your location, please reach out. Let's make a DAO fest happen. Let's put you in the fest DAO. And my Telegram is Elementary Complexity, altogether small. And I'd love to be connected to you guys if you're ready.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming at 9 a.m.